ICE is in the midst of an aggressive recruitment campaign at a scale never seen before. The agency has reportedly signed on thousands of new agents since President Trump's return to the White House. And as Liz Landers reports, there are concerns about the agency's recruitment tactics and changes made to hiring and training standards.
Slickly produced social media videos.
Join ICE and help us catch the worst of the worst.
Televised ads targeting local police. And a celebrity endorsement.
We need your help to protect our homeland and our families.
These are all part of a major multi-million dollar recruitment campaign launched by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, ICE, to enact a key campaign promise of President Trump.
On day one, I will launch the largest deportation program in American history.
His deportation agenda was supercharged when the One Big Beautiful Bill Act passed in July. It included almost $75 billion extra for ICE, making it the highest funded law enforcement agency in the U.S. government, outstripping the FBI. And the agency announced a lofty recruitment goal of hiring 10,000 new agents by the end of the year, which would more than double the number of deportation officers from roughly 6,000 to 16,000.
We've never seen an expansion of ICE like this.
John Sandweg served as acting ICE director under President Obama and says the hiring goal may lead to compromises.
How realistic this goal is and whether you can maintain those standards all depends on the time frame. Unfortunately, I think we're seeing that the administration is so eager to get them deployed that we're seeing a couple of things. One is a reduction in those standards.
To make its recruitment quota, ICE has removed all age requirements and cut its training program length in half. The administration is also offering student loan forgiveness and lucrative overtime packages and signing bonuses of up to $50,000. It's pushing those perks in traditional places like job fairs, as well as almost anywhere potential recruits spend their time online.
That's going to be on social media. It's going to be through streamers, so YouTube and other places where user-generated content is, but also large-scale broadcast and streaming platforms like Hulu, HBO Max, Amazon Prime, all of this sort of thing.
Joseph Cox is an investigative journalist at 404 Media and has reported on ICE's recruitment strategy. He says the agency aims to target two main groups, people with military and law enforcement experience and Gen Z.
They're really trying to do essentially everything they can to target and find these people.
ICE has spent millions on broadcast ads aimed at police officers frustrated with their city's enforcement of immigration law.
You took an oath to protect and serve. But in too many cities, dangerous illegals walk free as police are forced to stand down.
And on social media, the Department of Homeland Security has launched a campaign it describes as aggressive. It's posted a meme referencing the video game Halo to its official X account with the slogan, quote, "Destroy the Flood."
That's very dehumanizing language. The Flood is a insect parasite enemy in the video game. And you go through the replies, and there are people who find it absolutely abhorrent and disgusting.
It's also shared images using wartime imagery like Uncle Sam and slang like in this post with the caption, quote, "Want to deport illegals with your absolute boys?" But some critics worry this will draw recruits with the wrong motivation.
They're normalizing extremism, but also warping what it means to be a person who protects your country.
Wendy Vaya co-founded the Center for Global Hate and Extremism. She's tracked the campaign, including posts shared by far-right groups like the Proud Boys.
The recruitment for the new staff is very much saying, come with us and we're going to make America different than what it is. They present it as a violent, but white place.
When asked about their social media recruitment posts, Assistant Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Tricia McLaughlin said, quote, "These are the type of smears that vilify our brave ICE law enforcement and are leading to 100% increase in assaults against them. ICE only recruits patriotic professionals who have the integrity and moral compass to perform such critical roles in keeping America safe." While the agency emphasizes its mission to protect public safety and national security to potential recruits, a recent New York Times analysis found the majority of immigrants arrested and detained by ICE do not have U.S. criminal records, and roughly 8% have been convicted of a violent crime.
When you talk about millions of individuals on a final order of removal here in the United States that all should be deported or removed. But yet you don't have the officers to go out there and to target them and apprehend them and to remove them. You need to beef up their resources.
Chad Wolf, who led the Department of Homeland Security as acting secretary during the first Trump administration, says the agency's recruitment tactics are not a main concern.
And once you get those recruits right into the pipeline and you start vetting them, you start talking to them, you start interviewing them, that's where the rubber meets the road, right? That's when you're really going to determine whether or not that person is suitable for that type of job based on their background, based on their temperament, based on a variety of different factors.
But the agency has reportedly rushed new recruits into its training program before being properly vetted, leading some trainees to drop out due to failing background checks, academic requirements, or fitness standards.
Yeah, I mean, like some of these moves, frankly, have resulted in some embarrassing candidates. ICE agents have tremendous authority when they're out there on the streets. We have to know that these people, A, have that integrity, are going to, when no one's looking, are they going to do things the right way? And secondly, you know, they're getting into this for the right reason. Obviously, there's a tremendous concern as well that the administration is going after individuals who harbor some animus towards immigrants.
Assistant Secretary McLaughlin defended the agency's vetting process, saying, quote, any individual who desires to join ICE will undergo intense background investigations and security clearances. No exception.
From Texas to California, Border Patrol agents are being hired at a breakneck speed.
Former ICE Director John Sandweg sees parallels with the scramble to expand Border Patrol under President George W. Bush.
When we rushed to hire Border Patrol agents, we ended up getting individuals who just weren't well suited for, you know, some of the stressful encounters you have as a law enforcement agent. They resorted to force too quickly. They resorted to force that was unreasonable.
After loosening its hiring requirements and training standards, arrests of CBP officers for misconduct increased, including for high-profile corruption cases involving agents working with cartels to smuggle drugs across the border.
Do you have concerns that this explosive growth in ICE could lead to some of those same problems that we've seen in the past?
I understand the concern. I think that is a challenge, but it is doable. It's not, I mean, we're the United States. I think we can figure out how to hire, you know, thousands of individuals and give them the right training and put them out on the streets to do a job.
So far, the administration says its recruitment campaign is working, recently announcing that it will finish hiring 10,000 agents within days. An effort that is reshaping the face of law enforcement on America's streets. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Liz Landers.